Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I am a realtor from Real Broker in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to add massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and from agents around the South. My hope is that you take a few things away from their experiences to grow your own business. Y'all, I am so excited to welcome our guests today. Top San Antonio realtor, military veteran, five-time elite agent at Real Broker, who has had huge success in her Google business profile, Tammy Price. Tammy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. I am so excited to have you. And really, the whole purpose of this is I caught one of your sessions on Real Academy, and I just enjoyed it so much. I said, we need to jump on, record a podcast on specifically chatting about Google business profiles and why it's important to agents, why they should be using it in their business, and really just some tools and some strategies on what they should be doing. I know a lot of agents will just set it and forget it and be done with it, but that's not what the professionals are doing. So let me start by getting Tammy's backstory. I want to hear how you got into the real estate business and give me a little bit of insight on San Antonio, and then we're going to jump into some really good stuff about Google business profiles. So where have you been and where are we going?
All right. So I got my license in 2007. I kind of fell into real estate. I have a master's degree in counseling, and I left a position with the Air Force in Barksdale, which is in Bossier City, Louisiana, to come back home. And I was thinking about going back and doing my licensing hours for counseling. And one of my really good friends is a new home sales rep. And I had gone out there to visit him. You know, he asked me, what are you going to do now that you're back in town? And I said, I'm going to work on my license. Well, I meant counseling. And he said, you'd be amazing in real estate. Think about all the times you've helped friends and family. You've gone to communities. You've helped them at design studios. You've gone to mortgage appointments. You should really do real estate. Me, at the time, I'm thinking, real estate? Anyway, 2 weeks later, I found myself in my first real estate class. My first year as a brand new agent, I was the rookie of the year. And, you know, it just, from there on, I just kept doing better and better. But so, yeah, that's how I got into real estate.
I love it. I love it. And look, I think we're all, I think at some point probably could pass this, the licensing for the therapist, right? I feel like we're all therapists, right?
100%.
So I feel like you found the right career. Maybe more therapists should, you know, start being realtors because you get to be a therapist, right?
But those skills definitely come in handy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about at what point did the Google come into play, right? You were a top producer, and I'd imagine probably early on in your career, you probably just, you didn't have as much focus on Google as you do now. But tell us about what you're doing with your Google business profile and why agents should be utilizing that in their business as a plan.
Yes. So for many years, like a lot of real estate agents that I know or come across who are interested in Google business profiles, I had one for years and it just sat there. I created it. I didn't know that there were things that you could do to manage it, create, post, all the things. I attended a conference one year and it was in 2021. And at the time, everybody was talking video, video, video. And I was like, no to video. But this brilliant guy got on the stage and started talking about what was at the time Google My Business. And when he started talking, I was like, wait, you can do something with it? So the one thing I walked away from that conference with was, one, I can do something with Google My Business. Two, I knew that I could add photos. So when I first started, I went down a rabbit hole on adding photos. And at the time, geotagging was supposed to be effective. So I geotagged photos. I did a listing a day. So I had a number of listing photos going back from, 2021 to about 2016. And my focus at that point was, this is the only thing I know how to do. So I geotagged listing photos and did that pretty much until I ran out of photos. But the interesting thing is, I started that at the end of October of 21. My first lead came to me in December of 21. It was actually a young Air Force guy that walked to my office after he found me on Google Maps. We did an impromptu buyer's consultation right then and there, and I had him under contract and closed in January. So, that experience had me really super curious on all the things that I could do. So over time, I started learning more about Google My Business, which then in about a year and a half, it switched to Google Business Profiles. But that first year from October, I started in October of 21. In 22, I closed 19 transactions that I could attribute to people finding me via my Google Business Profile.
Nice.
Yep.
That is so awesome. So as you continue to grow, you start to see that kind of continue more and more, right?
Yes.
So what kind of things are important for realtors to include on their Google Business Profile? Is this an active thing that you're constantly manipulating or having a plan to use or utilize every day in your business?
Yes. So, it's not a set it and forget it, and it's not a post and ghost, right? So first, it's important to make sure that your profile is not only optimized, but follows Google's guidelines. So in all the trainings that I do, I start with one. We really need to make sure we're following the rules regarding our name that we use on our profile and to the address. There is no keyword stuffing in the name, right? So a lot of people want to add words like best real estate agent or best realtor. You may get away with it for a little bit, but Google is constantly screening people's profiles to find violations. And when we are keyword stuffing our business names, then Google will... They don't always say, hey, we're going to give you a warning and do a soft suspension. They sometimes come behind and just, boom, you're suspended and you can't recover anything. So I always caution people that now, and I've been through those changes. I've had those words in my profile name, but the more I see things happening, the more cautious I am. So honestly, your business name should be your name as you appear in the real world, or if you have a team name, right? So as of right now, my business name is Tammy Price Realtor. I am Tammy Price, and I'm a realtor. I don't have best realtor. I don't have best real estate agent in San Antonio. Google would preferably, if you have a DBA, then that DBA can be used. But I tell people, if people are searching for you, and your business name on your profile, like I have the Tammy Price Properties Group. It's me and my son. They don't search for me by my team name. They search for me by my name. So some examples could be Tammy Price and then Tammy Price Properties Group. And I would not encourage anyone to put location-based information in the title of their name because, again, it is a violation of Google's standards.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So what type of things are you including, right? Let's talk about office locations, because I know
it's a big one.
I know office locations are tough. And some of us too, like at a virtual brokerage, I know some virtual brokerages have kind of an office space and it just depends. But like if I'm looking to set up my Google Business Profile or improve my profile, let's just say, give me your thoughts on the location and how you set it up. If you have an office and let's just say 40 other agents have that same office. And then also let's talk about if you don't have an office, what does that look like?
Right. So Google's making it harder for people to use a physical location. One, when we're using an address on our Google Business Profile, and I'm going to say GBP for short, because that's a mouthful. When we're using an address on our GBP, Google's guidelines state it must be a location where you serve clients, i.e., it has to be an office setting where clients can come in to meet with you. You have to be able to show through video verification your office space, where you meet with clients, and things that, things relevant to your business. For those who are at virtual offices, a virtual office address cannot be used on a Google Business Profile. Neither can PO boxes, co-working spaces. So, I mean, they're really trying to crack down on the ability for people who do not have physical offices where they meet clients. They're really trying to crack down on that. And I've seen so many profiles get suspended over the years. When we're looking at people who do not have actual physical offices to go to, they are going to set up their profiles as service-based businesses instead of location-based businesses, meaning they go to others to provide services. When they come to the address portion, they're going to enter their home address, not to be displayed, but to verify by. The location-based businesses perform a little better on Google because they actually have a physical location that will map. And so a lot of people want to circumvent the system and try to use an actual physical address, but I'm telling you, Google finds out. And with the use of bigger brokerages who like have all these agents in one big location, it's quite difficult now to register multiple accounts at one address. I'm finding that some people can designate a suite number, right? So my office address, I would say my office address, suite, I'm in suite 312. So I will do 312 A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? That's a way to try to utilize the same address, but people coming behind those who already have that address verified, it is becoming a lot more difficult for them to do the same location.
Gotcha. Interesting. Yeah, because I know that's a challenge that a lot of realtors are probably facing is I've got all these agents that are at the brokerage and I don't know, can I even get verified? And it sounds like as if you can't get verified, potentially just set it up as a service-based business.
Even service-based businesses still have to go through the verification process, but it's a lot less stringent, right? A lot of people will still have to do the video verification, so they'll have to start on the exterior of their home, kind of do a 360, and it's all in one continuous video via their app. So, when they're doing these video verifications, whether it's for a location-based business or a service-based business, that video needs to be one continuous video. You start on the exterior. Let's say it's a house. You start on the exterior. You show yourself going through the door. You go to your dedicated workspace, whether that's a home office or if you're pulled up at the table because you don't have a home office, have your laptop open with MLS. Have key boxes there, real estate signs, open house signs, your business cards, things that show that you're actually in real estate. If you're doing a video verification for an actual office, they want to see the exterior. They want to see street signs if you can. I can't run from the street sign to my office building, so I started outside. I show the directory, which actually has my business listed on the directory, go to my office, show myself unlocking the door to my office, pan my office, go to my conference room, show my conference room real quick, go to my office space itself. I have everything displayed there that would show that I'm in real estate. It's really hard to capture all of that in under 2 minutes, right? Some people will go the extra step and get on a call with Google where they can live demonstrate these items. But yeah, that verification process since 2021 has gotten more stringent each year. And the real reason behind that is Google's trying to fight a lot of spam accounts and people setting up and not using the profiles the right way, especially after COVID, where a lot of fake accounts came out. So a few people made it hard for the rest of us. But as stringent as their process is, I think it's very important to have that presence on Google. You're going to have some people say that Google's dead, and Google is not dead. Your profile still has a lot of relevance in this market.
Yeah, for sure. You had talked about apps. Which app do you use to monitor your Google Business profile? Is there a specific one? I know Google has a million apps, but is there one specific?
It's your Google Maps app.
Okay.
Yep. So you're inside your Google Maps app. When you open it up, you're going to have either a picture of yourself or an icon in the upper right hand corner. When you click on that, it'll bring you a drop down menu. On that drop down menu, you're going to see your account and then your business accounts. So once you click on your business accounts, it'll take you to your Google Business profile for your business. And you can actually do a lot from your Google Maps app. I do a lot of things on search, but you can do updates, or now they've gone back to calling it posts from your profile. You can respond to reviews from your app on your profile as well. So you can do things on search or on Google Maps app.
So let's say you went through this process where you were uploading photos every day. Where are you uploading these photos to?
So it used to be you could go straight to Google My Business app, but you can still see the little blue icon under your Google account, but I just find my business on search and I manage it from there. So there's two different locations where you can upload photos directly to your Google Business profile. So you can go from either one of those locations. You can also add photos to any posts that you do on Google. I'm going to have a hard time saying posts versus updates, because for the last couple of years, it's been called updates and now they've reverted back to posts. So it's interchangeable. I tell people that update section I liken that to a newsfeed, right? I have somewhere between 5 to 8 update posts going to my profile a day on various topics. So it's something that I keep that going all day long, whether it's I'm organically adding to it or I have things that we've created and have scheduled out. But there's just so much that you can do. So I could start talking for an hour on one topic.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I love that as kind of almost using it as like a lot of people will be consistent with posting on Instagram or be consistent with posting on Facebook. But like, why not be consistent when posting on Google? And what types of things, Tammy, like would you recommend would be something good to like post for a realtor to consistently post in that feed on Google? Like, what are you posting on your feed?
So there's a lot that you can do, right? So people always ask me this question. So I have a content mix. So we'll take blogging, for example. I will create a Google Business profile post that corresponds with a blog that I've done on my website. Inside that post, you have 1,500 characters that you can work with in the post itself. So I'll do a quick introduction to the blog itself and give some highlights of that blog. And in the call to action that Google provides, which is they don't want you to put any links or contact information inside the body of that description, because they provide you with calls to action that they want you to utilize. So I'll usually use the one learn more. And then inside there, I drop in the URL to my blog. And, you know, I'll end the post itself with, you know, if you want to read the full blog post, click on the link below, right? It's a great place for people to share their listings and link back to you, to their the listing landing page on their website. You can create questions and answers that you can put in this section. Tips and tricks, helpful information, things about like VA loan assumptions. There's just so much. So for me, I've developed a number of different prompts that I utilize so that I can create quality content that speaks to the ideal clients that I have that I want to speak to, right? So I use my prompts so that I can create endless content on my profile so I have something that's always going to it. I love doing questions and answers because it's also a good way for you to not only have something to post about, but you can actually put those questions and answers into the questions and answers section on your profile as well. So it's a good way to double dip. People will utilize their section to advertise open houses. Under this post section, you have the ability to do just a regular post. You can also do offers and events. Used to be open houses could be scheduled as events and not get flagged, but for some reason, a lot of the open houses are coming back as not being approved. So I always recommend now go ahead and do those open house announcements under that post section and not the events portion of it.
Absolutely. I know, Tammy, my head is spinning with all this stuff. And I know a lot of realtors are probably like, man, I put my cell number in there and I put my business name in there, you know, 10 years ago. And everybody asks, like, do you have a Google? But yeah, I do. And then they don't even know how to log into it, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of people are probably like me. But so let's talk about video, because I know you said something about video, and I know video is probably something that's maybe foreign to a lot of people, but are you utilizing video in this thing, and can you even upload video in your Google Business profile?
So you can upload video to your profile. There are things that we have to realize, and a lot of this information is available in their support section, but for the longest time, you could upload a 1-minute video, right? Then Google says, hey, you can only do a 30-second video. Now, if your video is 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 0.09, they say that it won't be able to go into be uploaded. Now, you upload videos in two different places. One, you can upload it as a photo. Two, you can upload it under that post section. But let's say you're a YouTuber and you have this fantastic video out and you want to get people to go to that video. That post section is a wonderful place to do that. Again, just like the blog, you can do a quick introduction up to 1500 characters, drop in that URL into that CTA, learn more. And now when they see that learn more button, they're going to know that if they click on that, that it's going to take them to your full length YouTube video. Some people will use Opus Clip to chop it up and the longer form content. I have lately been adding these newsreels that I do to my Google Business profiles. And I'm finding that even though mine are never under 30 seconds, I have been able to get them to upload and be available on my profile. So, you know, they say no more than 30 seconds, but I'm pretty sure I have some newsreels that are over 60 seconds long that I've been able to get onto my profile. But, you know, those are the two ways that, you know, I recommend for people to try to get the video content out there, because when you're on Google Maps, when people are in the Google Maps app too, they can see your photos, your videos, they can see it on search to a certain extent. But photos are one of the number one reasons why Google pushes profiles into people's searches. You've got your reviews, your updates. Google's constantly screening the contents of your profile to find a reason to push you into the search results of others, which, you know, I love SEO. I'm not an expert in SEO. I know what I know. I know enough to be dangerous, right? I don't do anything on my profile in the first person because I, me, my team, we, those aren't really searchable terms, but Tammy Price, Realtor, San Antonio, right? Those are terms that Google says, hey, well, here's Tammy Price. She's a realtor in San Antonio, Texas. She helps buyers and sellers. They'll push me into search results. I think I shared with people the other day on Facebook, over 12,000 times my profile has been pushed into the search results of other people. The keywords that people are finding me for are not my name, and that's the goal. I don't want people to search me by name to find me. I want Google to say, hey, here's a realtor in San Antonio. Let me push her into your search results. So my top keywords have to do with real estate, realtor, the misspellings of realtor San Antonio. You know, it's great when people get found for their name, but we want to be found because people are looking for location-based information. 8.5 billion Google searches happen a day. 46% of those searches are done with local intent, meaning people are searching for things right in their backyard. You want to be able to be found in those location-based searches.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always say that, like, think about it, like when you want something and it's at midnight or whatever, let's just say your neighbor's playing some loud music. You're like, I hate living in this apartment. It sucks. Like, yep. What are you going to do? It's midnight. You know, you can't go to sleep. You're going to go to where you're not going to go to Zillow. You're going to go to Google. You're going to say buy a home in San Antonio, Texas, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I hate my neighbors. They're too loud. So you're going to go there. And now who are you going to find when you go there? And that's where it's like Google's going to push Tammy's information there because Tammy's a realtor who's active on her business profile. They're going to push somebody like Tammy that says, like, she's out there hustling, getting it done, putting updates, putting stories up, putting some videos, putting some photos. She's active, you know? So I can see that you being active is such a powerful thing for your Google business profile. Hell, even the whole video thing, right? If Jamie uploads a video that's 30.2 seconds, mine gets pulled down, but Tammy could probably upload it, you know, 5-minute long videos, whatever, you know? So it's just, I guess that's the reality of it when you actually get to working it. And it's funny how much effort and time that realtors put into Instagram or realtors put into Facebook when what is the most massive search engine that we have in the world? And I know ChatGPT is changing a lot for realtors too, but maybe talk about the differences in your mind between Chat and Google right now, because I know I was in a conference the other day and they put up a live screen and they said, which search tool are you going to first? And they just, and really Chat was one of the top ones for what people are using for their search. So tell us a little bit about ChatGPT and what are your thoughts on that and how will it affect Google business profiles in your mind?
I will say this, people are turning to ChatGPT more and more, right? I've had 4 closings already where people have said, I found you in ChatGPT. I was looking for a realtor. They told me what they were looking for and said my name was one of the names that came up. But guess what they do? They go start looking for other reasons, right? ChatGPT recommended me. They looked at my Google business profile. They went to my website. So while search might be happening more with AI tools like ChatGPT, they're still going to go out and they're going to look at other sources. They're going to look at your Google business profile. They're going to look at your reviews, right? You need to have a really good presence, one, for ChatGPT to even recommend you, right? Yeah. So my approach is multifaceted. I love all things Google Business Profiles, but I also understand that for good SEO, I need to be working in my website as well. So we've started a lot of blogging and taking the blogs from my website now and going back and putting those into my Google Business Profile as well, because Google's always looking for those connections, right? And when we're looking at your name and address across the web, we want to make sure that that information is consistent. So Google does its thing. I'm like, you got to juice that algorithm. I don't think it's dead. I think you'll see more people going into ChatGPT because it is. I mean, ChatGPT is like my best friend.
Yeah.
I talk to him more than I talk to anybody else.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about, and we're getting a little tight on time, and I want to be respectful for your time, but I want to talk about reviews real quick. And how important is reviews to your Google Business Profile? And I also want you to rope in, how is the best practice for actually getting a review, when you should ask for it? So talk about, one, how important reviews are to your Google Business Profile. Two, how are you getting those reviews? And what's a best practice for asking for them?
So reviews are important, and even the bad ones, I will tell you that. Reviews are important because they give that proof, right? That credibility proof. People want to be able to see what others have to say about you, right? Even the negative. Like, I have a crazy client writing a bunch of, negative reviews out there, but people read it, and then they read my reply, and they're like, this guy's not okay. How you respond to reviews is important. People get reviews and they don't ever respond to them at all, right? But let's say you have all these positive reviews, but you've never gone in and you've never thanked your clients. Go in and start thanking your clients for those reviews. And when the reviews are something like, hey, she crushed it from start to finish, what does that really tell the consumer? It doesn't tell them anything. This is your opportunity to come in there and say, hey, thank you, Joey. I really appreciated the opportunity to help you and Christine sell your home in Far West San Antonio, right? Now you're telling them in your review reply the type of service you provided and the location you provided it in, right? When you're thinking about when to get reviews, I tell people, always look for the happy moments in a process, right? People are happy at various stages. When we wait until closing, people are moving out or they're moving in, right? Moving on, moving in. The last thing they want to do is write a review for you at that moment in time. But, you know, you got them under contract. They're super excited. Ask them for the review then. I always tell people at the beginning, my goal is to earn your 5-star review and rating. So if at any time I'm not doing what I've said I'm going to do, call me on it, because your review really matters to me. Now, I find that people are more apt to write reviews when they're mad, right? But if you prep them several times along the way, you get their offer accepted, you move past due diligence, or here we call it the option period, you negotiate some repairs, the appraisal comes in and it's higher than what their contract sales price is, ask for the review. They got the clear to close. Ask for the review. Sitting at the closing table and asking for the review when they're moving out or moving in, not really the best time. Try following up in a week or two. Hey, I know things have been busy. I hope you're getting settled in. I'd really appreciate it if you would take the time to write a review for me on my Google review for me. You know, you found me because of reviews you read about me. And so you know that others read these reviews and make decisions. And most of them are willing to do so.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, that's great advice. I love that you wrapped it around a positive, because I agree with you. You know, it's tough to get reviews when people are super busy and they're like moving and life's a mess. They can't even, get their life together. It's a complete mess. They've got stuff right. everywhere, and moving is a challenge. So, yep. Tammy, I want to close us out, and I want to give you a chance to speak to a realtor right now who may be discouraged. We always close out the podcast the same way. I always say, speak to a realtor who is feeling discouraged right now in their business and give them a little bit of an encouragement, and then we'll close it out.
Oh, man. I think there are a lot of people out there feeling discouraged right now. The market is different from what it was a year ago, 2 years ago. And what I'm going to say is, I've been in this business for 18 years. I've seen every type of market, right? I came in and the market crashed. I'm still here. The thing is you need to focus on the positives, the things that you have control over. You have control over what you can do, right? And how you respond. And I would say, put aside a few minutes a day, dedicate it to the thing that you're going to focus on that will take you to the next step. And just do that every day, one foot in front of the other. And if Google is it, go all in. Start with tiny steps. Start creating posts. Add some photos. Build out your services. There's so much that you can do. And it's not like you got to eat the whole elephant in one day. You eat an elephant by taking one small bite at a time.
Love that. I use that same expression all the time. I love it, Tammy. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you being
a part of it.
And I love that we're at the same brokerage and just sharing some love and some knowledge and some value for agents so that they can win in this crazy market right now. So, Tammy.
Absolutely.
Well, I will put some of Tammy's contact information so you can go and scope out Tammy's Google Business profile and see what she's doing. And I highly encourage any agents who have opportunities in the San Antonio market to send it over to Tammy. She's awesome. As you can see, she's earning that 5-star review every single day. I love that. So, Tammy, thanks a million for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jamie. I appreciate the opportunity.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to our podcast every single Monday morning at 5 a.m. We launch a brand new audio version of this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all your favorite podcast listening platforms. So do us a huge favor and go on one of those platforms and leave us a 5-star review so that we can continue to share some love and some value to agents around the South and around the country. So again, Tammy, I really, really appreciate you being here, and I hope that you guys have an amazing day.